Okay. So I'm not even gonna put on my theme music. I'm not even gonna play any theme, the new theme, the old theme. I'm not playing any music. The reason for this special podcast, even though I just podcasted a couple of days ago, and it had been about a month before that, I'm cleaning out my second room, my guest bedroom, as it were, which is funny because until today, it was kind of a repository for boxes of stuff that I've accumulated without actually getting rid of any of it or going through it in the past years. So it's kind of a shock, you know, to go through and to see some of the crap I've held on to. And not just that, but just to see how insipid I was. And just to give you an idea of how some of the stuff I found. The funniest thing that was found was not found by me. It was found by my dad. It was found over, there's a bush next to my condo. Behind that bush is the air conditioner unit. He found a potted plant that had, I guess, had fallen from an upstairs condo. And I don't think these people have had plants. There haven't been plants there since the old people, not old people, they were young, since the four people who lived there before, and they've not lived there for about a year, over a year, so that there's no telling how old this plant is. Could be 2 years old, for all I know. But anyway, so my dad found a plant, and I just think that's funny. So I found some interesting stuff. I found, you know, a bunch of old ticket stubs for plays and oh, what is it? Like a program from a play a friend was in high school. I mean, this stuff is 10 plus years old. I mean, it's ridiculous. I cannot believe I held on to some of it. But some of it I'm glad I did because I'm finding some interesting stuff, such as, oh, pardon me, burped. I found this interesting collection of short stories that a high school friend of mine had given me, I guess. So, and they're pretty good stories. I liked them at the time. I haven't read them today, so they're in there. Oh, we've got. Oh, pardon me. Flash, my sister's dog is over. He's sitting here. I'm actually in my second bedroom, so I'm doing a remote broadcast from my second bedroom. So here we are. So I wanted to read for you some of the things I've found because they're so. I just was reading them and I thought, you know what? I need to put these away because these are so fucking ridiculous that it just. Okay. One of the things I found, and these I'm just going to go through them. I'm not actually. I haven't planned anything. I was just going to go through them and see what we have. The first thing that I had, I just have this tiny stack next to me. This fanzine, who my friend Terry and I made back in the day. And, okay, the fanzine, just so you know, is for actor Sasha Mitchell, who starred in the movie Spike of Bensonhurst, who also played Cody in Step by Step, which you may remember from TGIF on ABC. So, anyway, good times. I'm not going to read much from this. I just want you to know that this does exist. I think I might have an extra one or two. I gotta see if I can see if I can find some. Here's some reasons we love Sasha Mitchell. Okay, I'll read these. He doesn't do steamy sex scenes. Sasha says, "I think sex in movies is garbage. I love the way it was handled in the old movies. Remember Wuthering Heights? You could tell how much the guy loved the girl just by the way he looked at her and by what he said. But in films today, you don't know how the guy feels about the girl until he sleeps with her." And this is my note. "How romantic. Too bad he's taken." "What a heart," says Terry. Number two, he loves his. Oh, flashy, stretchy. He loves his family. You've got to love a guy who sticks up for his sister and loves his mom. Which is interesting. If you don't know, a few years ago, Sasha Mitchell was arrested, charged with domestic assault on his wife. it came out later that she was, I guess, a meth user. She was addicted to some drug, and he was trying to protect his children. This was the story that came out later. He was trying to protect his children by any means necessary, and I don't know the details. I wasn't there, but from what I understand, he's been exonerated, and his he got his kids back, and the woman he was with was, I don't know what happened. Anyway, if anybody knows what Sasha Mitchell's up to these days, I'd like to know. Next one, number three. He wants to be the first Jewish president of the U.S. I'd vote for him. What a brain. He isn't, number four, he isn't a high school dropout. Number five, he doesn't do beer or underwear ads. No, but he did Calvin Klein ads for Calvin Klein jeans. Oh my gosh, and he was absolutely gorgeous. Oh, can't even believe. Let's see. Number six, he is against drugs, especially crack. Well, you know, go on. Seven, he is hysterical as Cody. Where is his Emmy nomination? What an actor. Number eight, on one episode of Step by Step, he wore green Doc Martens. I wear green Doc Martens on occasion. Coincidence? I think not. What a shoe. Number nine, motivated. Everything I get comes from hustling, Sasha. And I put, not prostitution. You know, just so we can clarify, Sasha Mitchell's not a prostitute. He's just driven. He's just motivated. Okay, so there's something about his little looks. And he's gorgeous. He was also in kickboxer movies. Not the first Kickboxer, but like Kickboxer 2, Kickboxer 3. He was on Dallas. Here we go. We are starting the Sasha channel. We figure if there are going to be 500 channels, and I think we're beyond that now. Hey, this is 1993-94, I think. Okay, sorry. Getting back to it. We are starting a Sasha channel. We figure if there are going to be 500 channels, hey, we've got a shot. We'll show all of the Dallas episodes with him, step by step, each of his movies, and his Calvin Klein ads. We're also working on our own shows, including Exercise with Sasha, Quilting with Sasha, Cooking with Sasha, and Step by Step, After the Plague, a charming show about when Cody returns from Baskin-Robbins to discover that everyone has died in Port Washington. Then Terry and I move in. Yes, we knew enough about the show Step by Step to know where it took place. This is kind of sad, but fun. Good times. Let's say, this is what Terry says. Oh, just want to say that there's always room at my house for Sasha to stay. If he is so overwhelmed by our admiration that he decides to pay us a visit. Oh yeah, I have a thing for Sasha Mitchell's lips. And here's what I wrote. Always competitive. There is room at my house and my town is bigger. I'm even willing to break open house at the dorm. And Terry says, I'll feed you better food. And I put, our food is better. Okay, so, you know, one-upsmanship. Here's Sasha at a glance. Blah, blah, blah. He weighed 3 pounds, 9 ounces at birth. So he was a little preemie. Kickboxer 2, Kickboxer 3, Spike of Bensonhurst, Urban Renewal. He was also in some crazy movie where he thought he was a robot, but he was actually just wearing a bulletproof suit. Let's see, what else we got here? He was on TV. We already went through that. As of 1989, he bench presses 270, which means Sasha Mitchell could bench press me, you know, all night long if he wanted, quite honestly. He went to military school at 15. And he went to, I don't know how to pronounce this, Baruch College in NYC. I'm reading this. He says, forget about it a lot. Forget about it. Okay. Boom, shakalaka. I'm reading. Give me back my knife. Kickboxer 3. There's some zines. River Phoenix. Tribute. Notes. Our information, too. So, yeah. So, we sent a copy to him. So, you know, of course we never heard anything. And we included our addresses even. And, hustle, 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 we have written on the back here. So why is my computer wanting to do stuff that I don't want it to do? Okay, so that was the Sasha zine. And if I have extras, I'll be happy to send them out. But I don't think I have any extras. But I'll look for them. I'll look and see. If I'm, you know what, I think I do have, like, a bunch. Flashy, you can stay there. Don't need to move. So now I'm opening this box. This box is a old Dr. Martens box. These are the Doc Martens I won when I was in high school. They were lady docs. They were female, 8i, green, size 7, $79.95. Flashy, come here, buddy. I didn't mean to scare you. You can come back. Let's see. Hey, buddy. I'll pet you. Okay, so I've got some New Kids on the Block ticket stubs. These are not mine. I've never seen New Kids on the Block in concert. And that's the kind of thing I would admit to these days. I think these were Stephanie's. I don't know how they ended up in my hands, but... Alright. Okay, so, let's see. Here's a story I wrote. And, I don't want to read that. That's just an assignment. Let's see, here's a clever... I'm telling you, I'm going to have to describe this to you. Maybe I'll take a picture and post it another day. This is from a pal of mine named Catherine, who I knew in high school, and it's, you know, it's just a bunch of pop culture-y stuff. There's one picture, I don't know who it is, it's some kind of Irish people, Twin Peaks. Oh, there's Michael Stipe with hair, 90210, crazy shit. Let's see, oh, looky here, we have RuPaul, and... Who is that? What is that? Oh, Sonic Youth. That's who that is. New Kids on the Block. Crazy shit. Crazy. Anyway, speaking in tongues. College. Don't harsh my mellow. Translation. Don't upset me. College. Mow those walkers. That translation is shave your legs. College. I was a hurting turtle. Translation. I was really drunk. Flashy wants to be petted. That is not on here, but... College. She was wearing beer goggles when she found him. Translation. That guy is so ugly, she must have been drunk. So, there we are. Crazy collage. Nick at Night magazine. Why do I have Nick at Night magazine? Because it's got Dragnet finger puppets. That's why. Well, that's not why. But anyway, it's got Dragnet finger puppets. The Many Loves of Dobie Gillis. My first... Oh, it's this actor. So... Before the internets. Well, not before the internets. The internets have been around probably longer than I have, but before most people were using the internets. Here's an article about River Phoenix. Phoenix. He was an inventive man whose circuits start going and align themselves in a beautiful way, said friend Flea of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. River Phoenix was quite a little actor. He was 23 when he died. Oh, no. You know what, though? His brother is quite a talented little man. And Fellini died, too. It's funny. I'm looking at, I think it's from USA Today. Yeah, River Phoenix dies. There's a big article, and it says, oh, and Fellini dies, too. So, you know. We know which side they're breaders. Bleh. Dose of an overdose. Here's another article. Another one from USA Today. With the Viper Room. Now in vogue, smoking heroin. So, you know. In 1994, was it 94? I think it was. There's no date on here. I think it was 94 that he died. When he died, rather. So, it was 94. It had to have been. I know I cried my ass off. I was so sad. So sad. But, I love it that they, his brother was there. His brother saw him die. Can you imagine that? That's just terrifying. And they name him as Joaquin, open quotes, Leaf, close quotes, Phoenix. So it was back when he was still in between being Joaquin and Leaf. So, imagine seeing your brother die. That's pretty friggin' terrifying. Oh, I like Dogfight. He was in that movie Dogfight with Lily Taylor. I'm not going to give you the synopsis. You can go look it up. Okay. Hi, Flashika Simpson. He's wandering around. Let's see. Oh, here's my class schedule from my freshman spring semester. I had communications with Anderson. English with Anna. French with Peckham. Religious studies with M. Ripsky. Oh, he was a Methodist preacher. That's right. And he told us a story. He told us all these great stories about, like, towards the end of class, like, just really interesting stories that preachers don't usually tell. And he was a fascinating man. He really was. I really enjoyed his class. Let's see. Psych! That was a night class. Oh my gosh, that scared the hell out of me. Because I missed the first class because I didn't know when classes started. And I was just so scared. My entire tuition was, and this includes my dorm, let's see, dorm rent, prepay food, so it includes my room and board and other fees, whatever the hell that means. And my total was $22.54, $9 FD charge. Food charge? I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, so on $12,893, I paid $22.54 for college. Well, I didn't. I have great parents who put me through college, so I'm very happy. Let's see. We got here the Hard Rock Cafe. There's an article about the Hard Rock Cafe that Nashville's getting. I remember thinking, oh, it's so cool. Fleshy, are you under the bed? You're so damn weird. Okay. So I'm looking at, you know what? I used to love, are you okay, doggy? Okay. I used to love the Silver Dollar Saloon, which is where the Hard Rock Cafe is now. It really was a pretty cool place. They had silver dollars in the floor, and that's just really cool. So, okay. Here's a handmade Canadian flag. Oh, it's another article about River Phoenix. On the Sunset Strip. Very sad. Very sad. What is this? Is this more article? Yep, another article about River Phoenix. So I have, what was that? Like, we're up to, no, that's just the second page of, no. Yeah, this is the second page of that article. Let's see, bunch of letters. It's a condom, which is funny, because I sure didn't need it then. Let's see. I got, a marker colored picture. I don't know who it's from. I think it's from a little girl I used to babysit for. It's a picture of the B-52s. It's a, oh, somebody I used to know. I don't know why I saved that. Odd picture. Stuff. Beastie Boys. Remember how CDs used to come in those cardboard cases that were made to keep them from being stolen before they decided, hey, let's just put them in reusable plastic things. Oh, here's another picture. It's Barbie. I don't know who. I think these were from some kids I used to babysit for, like, a long time ago. Like, they're, like, one of them just turned 21 and, or will turn 21 this year, and the other is 17 this year. So, you know, I'm old. The Cheddar Review. This is my zine. Oh my gosh. I was so into zines back then, which is, you know, I guess carries over onto this and my website, which when, Flashy, come over here. When when I started doing my website, it kind of took over for my zine habits. More letters. Okay. Like letters, not like people wrote me. Hang on. Oh, God, that was disgusting. Let's see what this says. It's by me. Here's my email address from back in the day. NF16@UTMARTN. It was on Bitnet, if you remember Bitnet. Dedication. This is for the hoe bitches. You know who you are, and so does everyone else. A kiss and a cup of coffee to you all. Let's hope we stick together, even if I don't make final vote. You chicks are a great source of laughter. Seriously, you guys are the best. They're the best. For those of you who don't know, I tried to go into a service fraternity, and they didn't like me, so I didn't make final vote. And I think I'd go into that later in this issue. Okie dokie. Cheddar's going well so far. This issue will be a little easier to understand because the last two issues were confusing. So, you know, there you are. I'd like to mention Toa Toa, a new zine by Edsel Woman. Edsel Woman? What the hell? That was me, apparently. And Booty Woman, because she went on a date with a guy we called Booty Man. Not because he liked booty, just because he looked like gross. Like, he smelled like booty. It's a little less coherent than this one, if you can imagine. Has anyone else heard the song Heterosexual Man by The Odds? It is so cool. The kids in the hall are in the video. Well, Mark, Kevin, and Dave, anyway. If you have a copy of the song, let me copy it. Forget the above. I bought the CD. So, you know. Okay, it's been established that guys suck. It is so hard to find a sweet heterosexual man. All the good ones are gay / taken. Does anyone think Henry Rollins is hot? I think he's kind of gross. He is funny, though. Oxidation sucks. P.S. Email is cool. We all know this now, but we didn't know that. Page 3. Oh, it's a question of the month. They used to do that. Who cares what people think? Tenets of... Let's see. Maintenant, nous sommes à la page 4. It was nuts. God, I was such an idiot. Okay, keep in mind, this is circa 17, 18 years old, I think. I was probably still between 17 and 18. Okay, this is hilarious, okay, because of number 2 Tenet and what we know now. This was, remember, 93, 94 was when I published this. Okay, the Tenets of the Cheddar Review, my zine. This zine was founded under the following principles. 1. Oscar Wilde is fabulous. 2. Michael Jackson is not a pedophile. Funny. Now, back then, you know, we didn't know so much. 3. Sasha Mitchell is a good actor. Unfortunately, he has yet to find the perfect role. His portrayal of Cody on Step by Step is exquisite. I'm sure I said that without irony, too. That's what's so funny about this. 4, Fred Schneider is the man. 5, pixie sticks are cool. 6, my English teacher, who I named here, but I won't name her here, like on the podcast. 6, blah, blah, blah. English teacher is her supreme Swiss cheesiness. We love her. 7, we provide a forum for those interested in cheese. 8, life is cheesy. 9, no one is unequal except for Luke Perry. I didn't like him back then, just so you know. 10, although we complain about the opposite sex, we realize we can't live without them. 11, I like to talk and voice my opinion. 12, cutesy things are annoying. 13, Snapple is cool, even though Rush Limbaugh partially owns it. Ooh, gross. Okay, here we go. It's review time. It's me begging for mail. An Oscar Wilde zine. Oh my gosh. These girls in California, I think they're in La Jolla or something, did a way back, like early 90s, did a zine called Dreaming of Oscar. It was about Oscar Wilde. It was great. I still have it, actually. Splashy, what are you doing? Anyway, I know I still have it somewhere in this house, because it was so funny. And, okay. Let's see. The Odds. Bed Bugs. Only twice have I bought a CD for one song. The first... Here we go. This is how lame I am. The first was Green Jello, Serial Killer Soundtrack. This is the second one. I bought it for the song Heterosexual Man, a cool song about a guy who basically says, I have strong sexual attraction for every woman. What's wrong with me? I'm a heterosexual man. There's another cool song, 7, but I can't remember the name. I've never been disappointed in the CDs and tapes I buy spontaneously. Rating Brie, because I haven't listened to the whole thing. Okay, here's one. Email. I like email. It costs little if the computer is free. On our school computers, we can also chat with one another. Just a few moments ago, I chatted with Terry about Sasha Mitchell. Send me an email at, and here's my email address from K Callage. Review Nutrigame bars. Explain my rating system. Fun. Good times. Seventh page. Oh, this is funny. This is just... Oh, pardon me. Oh, it's not what I thought. Oh, yeah. This is my tribute. Okay. Let me move this. I contemplated doing an entire issue on this subject, but then I decided to finish this one. Then next issue will be the special issue. On this page, I'd like to pay a tribute. Okay, I was 17 then when this was published. This is 93. Okay, getting back to it. On this page, I'd like to pay tribute to an activist, a musician, a lover, an actor, and a thinker. His death was a blow to me because since the seventh grade, I have admired his ideas and his talent. He died a very unflattering death for such a wonderful person. Even the cause of his death will not make me think any less of him. On this email group I was on at the time, I'm actually still on, it's still around. On email group, somebody said, he was certainly the James Dean of our generation, a rebel with 1,000 causes. Generation X will never be the same without him. R.I.P. River Jude Phoenix, August 23rd, 1970, through October 31st, 1993. By the way, who the fret is Fabio? He is only some nasty-looking muscular dude on book covers, so why does America love him? I am full of questions. All right, something about my Canadian pal. From email. What do you love, son? Crafty Corner. Tell people you're from Canada, even though you've never been there, and you have no accent. Bite the weenie, Riz, with relish. Okay. Crack smoking is not cool. I put that in here just so you know. Love is very confusing. What the hell does that mean? I don't know. God bless America. Okay. Oh, here we go. Serious stuff. This is friggin' ridiculous. I gotta read this. Okay. Serious stuff. One, be tolerant of other people's tastes. Just because you like Barry Manilow and somebody hates his music doesn't mean that your person is Satan. Taste is subjective. Number two, don't lead someone on. Number three, respect those around you. Number four, if someone you know is upset, chances are that person will not be cheered up if you play a stupid practical joke on him/her. Also, don't tease him/her. If he is upset, chances are he may explode in your face if you try to cheer him/her up. So, you know, don't do that. Number five, oh God. If a relationship ends, yes, it is sad, but life goes on. If you dwell on these things, you'll turn into a hermit. Okay. 17-year-old Leah, meet 30-year-old Leah. I wish I had known that. I wish my 17-year-old self were here to cheer me up right now. You know what I mean? Okay. Number six, your parents know more than you think. You'd be surprised to know that they know stuff that you do. Oh. Here we go. Let me start that over again. Your parents know more than you think. You'd be surprised to know that they know stuff that you do that they would die if they knew. Never underestimate your parents. Your parents know everything. Okay. Jane's addiction. I hate my shyness in asking guys their names. Okay. Funny. Let's see. To quote a great man. Good morning, fun seekers. The rooster. Spider-Man sucks. I'm almost 18. Start saving. Never spiral curl your hair using the molecular hair setter. Okay. This is true because it was when the molecular hair setter was really big. Flash, where'd you go? Are you under the bed again? Okay. Anyway, molecular hair setter. They decided to spiral curl my hair with a molecular hair setter. And I swear to God, I had porn star hair. It was so gross. I hated it. But it did hold the curl real well. Hey. Service Fraternity, which I name here, has officially dubbed me too weird for them. I feel so proud. Kickboxer 3, The Art of War, the feel-good movie of the century. Okay, Flashy, I know you're under the bed. You're such a weirdo. I swear to God. Okay. When did individuality become taboo? And why is being different so wrong? Okay. That's enough of that. Hold on. I gotta cough for a minute. So, kids, before there were blogs, there were zines. And I made some. I made at least three that I know of and contributed to another one. So, let's see what we have here. Oh, I want to finish going through this box real quick so that way I can just put stuff. Oh, and by the way, that episode of the Cheddar Review was the Gibble issue. So, Gibble was some nonsensical phrase I used to say in high school. Oh, this is an article about Chris Isaak. Oh, he's so cute. Chris Isaak. Here's an interesting. I imagine he must have been something of a tourist attraction at the Stockton High reunion. No, actually, Dwight Yoakam and Tom Cruise both went to my high school, so I went unnoticed. Yeah, I was sort of the only person. I brought my album cover and was holding up, you know? Hey, it's me. Anyway, I was driving back and thinking about how much things have changed since then, and how at that time you think, I'll keep in touch. But it doesn't work that way in real life. Oh, so sad. Okay. Irving Street Diner. That's where Chris Isaak hangs out, apparently. I went in search of it one time. Couldn't find a parking place. Oh, it's another Sasha. So I do have an extra copy. Another picture of Chris Isaak. A picture of Kim Deal. Picture of Jodie Foster. Picture of Jodie Foster. Picture of Hugh Grant. Picture of Hugh Grant. Picture of Hugh Grant. Guess what? It's a picture of Hugh Grant. Raul Julia. That's about when he died. Some girl in a dress that I think is cute. Who is that? I don't even know who that is. Apparently I liked her enough that I put her picture up on my wall. Alright. Let's see. Jessica Tandy. Quentin Tarantino, let's see, The Young Ones, it's an advertisement, Christian Slater, oh, Keanu Reeves is on the back, that's why, Primus is like a greased pig, it's not an easy thing for a lot of people to grab onto, so, you know, now you know, let's see, Rock, Brady Bunch movie, Higher Learning, America's Most Wanted Catalogs, it's a catalog for catalogs. This is so funny. There is a... Flashy, what are you... Oh, you got the hamburger. Sorry. It's a catalog for catalogs. That is hilarious. So, you know, if anybody wants a catalog, there's a catalog of them from 95. Children should be seen and heard and believed. Okay, so anyway, that's enough of that. Oh, Tom Jones. It's a program from Tom Jones. Tom Jones, the lead, and how to swing it. Because anybody can tell us how to swing the lid. It's that Tam Jones. Uh-huh. A little information about him. Let's see. What was showing at TPAC in 95? Well, I'll tell you. 95-96 season. Jekyll and Hyde. Joseph, quit. You were sniffing me. It's scaring me. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Jerry Lewis in Damn Yankees. The Pointer Sisters in Ain't Misbehavin', Grease, and A Tuna Christmas. By the way, I really do like A Tuna Christmas, actually. It's hilarious. Oh, it's Hugh Grant again. Hi, Hugh. Oh, yep, yeah, Hugh Grant again. Chris Isaak. Chris Isaak. 13 Songs and One Lost Love. Oh, RuPaul, Viva Glam. It's an ad for MAC Makeups. Oh, it's a picture of dolphins. It's a sand picture of dolphins. How cute. Oh, there's a... Oh, cute. Let's see. Quentin Tarantino, what's on your power book? Bob Dole, what's on your power book? Oh, it's an ad. It's a comedy thing. Oh, it's funny. It's a parody. I get it now. Were Bob Dole and Quentin Tarantino, like, against each other at some point? Okay. Alright. So, enough of that. This joint is hopping. What is this? At Jackrabbit Slim's, Quentin Tarantino's surreal diner, Grit bumps up against... Oh, of course it has to do with fucking Quentin Tarantino. Oh, Chris Isaac again. Affairs of the State. Oh, the State! The comedy troupe! The State! Oh, I love them. I still love them to this day. Making a name for himself, Airheads co-star Steve Buscemi. I like Steve Buscemi. A Genius of Eccentric. Oh, it's David Duchovny. Why Don't You Love Me? Pure Pulp for Now People. Okay. Something to do with Pulp Fiction. Number one with a bullet. Four reasons why film students love Quentin Tarantino. I was on such a bandwagon. Who's this? Oh, it's Dinosaur Jr. So apparently I was into Dinosaur Jr. back then. Who knew? Not me. Oh, there's Quentin and John Travolta. Oh, there's John Travolta and Samuel L. Jackson. And Quentin and Harvey Keitel. And Quentin and Grace Lovelace. His girl of the time, I guess. Oh, there's, once again, we have Jodie Foster. And there's an article about something. Something about Quentin Tarantino. Oh, it's Sweat Hogs. And David Duchovny and Blur. And Quentin Tarantino. And, oh my gosh, One Night Only, 27B Stroke 6. Win, Thursday, 9 to midnight. Winner of 1985's Battle of the Band. 27B Stroke 6. Don't miss him! Felix, playing at Dot's Place. Oh, Felix. Cover band. Okay. There's Samuel Hell Jackson. So, okay. Stills from Pulp Fiction. Can we get past this Pulp Fiction? Quentin Tarantino filmography. Nice. Oh. Can we please get away from the Quentin Tarantino? Step. Ooh. Guess what I just found? I just found more Sashas. I found, like, a bunch. So, if you want a Sasha, holler at me, and I will send you one. Because I know that's what you're dying for. Oh, it's a picture Terry drew me of a clown. Cute. Smashing Pumpkins? Why? I was never that into Smashing Pumpkins. Well, no, I guess I was into Smashing Pumpkins for a little while. Nickelodeon tattoos. It's, Doug. Is that the name of the show? Doug? Was it just Doug? It's not Doug's Place or Doug's Mom. She's funky, get down, get stupid, it's your birthday. Oh, that was from my 18th birthday. From Terry. That's a picture. A colored picture. Oh, and here's some pictures that my friend Ray drew. More pictures. Oh, these are... Difference here. That is from Reservoir Dogs. You're not looking. You don't care. Earning statement. Oh, here's my course schedule for the fall of 94. I had astronomy. Oh, I had that class with my ex-boyfriend. Astronomy, communications with a lab. English, French, sociology. Okay, I don't remember any of that. Lebecca, Rustin Green, Vic Depta, Roy Graves, Robert Peckham, Larry Ingram. Okay. Skeleton Key, a dictionary for deadheads. You know, we all want to know about deadheads. Let's see, Quentin Tarantino, me, Feruza Balk. I bet Quentin Tarantino's on the other side. Yes, I was so right. Uh-huh, enough of this. Stop! This is, okay. Here's another sand picture. It's of a little frou-frou dog playing with a pair of shoes and a necklace. These had to be Lisa Frank kits because they have that unmistakable Lisa Frank color. Oh, loves it. My friend Stephanie drew a picture. Roo Frog, you better work. Cute. Hillary Clinton, bitch. I'm a bitch. You are a bitch. That was from Terry. Lost puppy. My mom probably sent me that. A sample presentation. Leah likes Canada. I guess this was when my mom just first started getting into PowerPoint and was showing me how it works. Of course. More Quentin Tarantino. Oh, here's a picture of Beck. We got something else. Oh, it's Trent Reznor. Mmm. Oh, there's Sasha Mitchell. I knew he was in here. And, Grant. Quentin Tarantino. Nell. There's more Quentin. This is so boring. Brendan Fraser. Look, I found somebody different. Somebody we haven't encountered before. Brendan Fraser. What's on this piece of paper? Oh, it's a quote from Michael W. Smith from A Boy I Had a Crush On. Here's another friggin'. Here's a Oh, it's a it's another collage with a picture of Prince on his high school basketball team. Here's Chris Isaac. Your mother. Not your typical housewives. Hey, Leah, can you dig it? I knew that you could. Let's see. Another picture from Step On Me and Chris Isaac. And the B-52s and MC Escher and da-da-da and Tom Jones. Oh, here are some things to cheer me up. This is in a bad mood. I think this is from Stephanie. All right, here's some things to cheer me up, just so you know. A warm shower, new socks, dandelions, lemonade, colors, bluebirds, freshly mowed grass, balloons, Fred Schneider, bird cookies, Elmo, beehive hairdos, the first episode of Gilligan's Island, Hilmer, October 4th, 1992, chickens, daisies, less than 3 weeks of school left, RuPaul, Das Boot, Sasha Mitchell, F-L-O, dolphins, alphabet soup, quilted toilet paper, padded toilet seats, 69, 69, 60, anyway, you know, the ministry song, that's what it's from. The Count, Bert, Keith, Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream, the previous owner of the River Plantation Market. Oh, he was cute. And that market's not even around anymore. Now it's that weird bistro. Okay. Oh, bacon, corn, bug spray, cigarettes, and morning breath. Naomi Campbell fell down on the runway. The Monkees, Fugazi, Rocky, 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 It's the Dog with the Air Conditioner Body, June Bugs, Eric Estrada, He's So Handsome, it's funny, Lucky You, Flannel Pajamas, Fred Flintstone, Red Hair is Awesome, Erotic Vultures, Planet Claire, Twinkies, Elsa and Lolita, Ramen Noodles, Full Gas Tanks, Milkshakes, D's Nuts, and added on Eric Nice and Beavis and Butthead. So I'm just all into, there's a sign that says Prattle. I think that's great. Let's see, Tom less than, I don't know. Okay, Jerky Boys, amuse with phone antics. It's an album review. Was this for, oh, this is for UTM. So apparently I reviewed Jerky Boys, and there's a picture of me looking ridiculous. Thanks for the zines, and come back anytime to the awesome... Oh, okay. Cats rule, dogs drool. My cat, his royal fatness, son of Princess Coco Puff Kissy Fudgy. Okay, if you couldn't get any more cutesy than that. Here's some more stuff. Oh, look. The 1993, the benefit for the college radio station. Not mine here, but the one over in, here in town. The one where the university I work now. Buzzkill. Oh, wow. They were great. They're not around. I don't think I've been around for a while. For Kate's sake, they were my favorite band. Spider Virus. Okay, moving on. Here's a picture of the Count. Picture of Quentin Tarantino. Oh, there's more Cheddar reviews and ticket stubs. Okay, let's see what these Cheddar reviews have to say. I know you guys are just dying to hear all this shit. I know you're all so excited, but I just had to give you a little look into my psyche. You know, you just have to know who you're dealing with. I'm going to stop this at an hour, so I've only got about 15 minutes more. All right, the Cheddar review. Oh, wow, I actually have the original. Okay, so what do we have here? Try to review. This is a first ever issue, soon to be very valuable. It's the cheesiest zine around. Thanks to... Oh my gosh. Okay. We need your stuff or God will take me from you. So, you know, that was fresh on my mind. Let's see. I created the zine for my opinion. Everyone has a right to hear it. Enjoy. Question. If you could pick the one person you would like to see perform a tightrope act, who would it be? Okay. Remember, this is August to October. This is done in October 93. Okay. Who would you like to see perform a tightrope act? Rush Limbaugh. Somebody who went to our... This other guy who went to our school. Dan Quayle. Sean Connery or Bill Clinton. Geraldo Rivera. William F. Buckley. Robert Smith. Okay, and William F. Buckley and Robert Smith would be preferably together across Dickerson Road holding hands. Okay, let's go. Oh, here's some, I love this. At the top I wrote, I was such a collegiate kind of kid. In the journalism world, we call this a double truck or centerfold. Okay, so here's reviews. I got reviews of Harold and Maude, football, Rush Limbaugh. Here's my review of Rush Limbaugh. I was 17. This man is large and annoying, but he likes Snapple, so I guess he's okay. Because, you know, what fruit drink somebody drinks really makes it. Beavis and Butthead. UT Martin's beds. They're comfy but very long. My sheet always comes off because I'm an active sleeper. I can't stay still. Benzene. It was a zine a friend of mine did. Geography. I hate geography. Everyone knows that. But geography professor tries to make it interesting. He's German. Everyone knows I love German people. And he says, sacre bleu, a whole lot. A whole bunch. One day in class, we studied the southeastern U.S. and geography and culture of Bubba. I guess if you aren't from the south, you can make fun of it all you want. I didn't give him such a good grade because he never lets us out early. Page 5, gratuitous guy page for the ladies and guys too. With Buddy Fuoco, Oscar Wilde, The Cocktails, a band, I'm sure they're defunct. That was years ago, and Sasha. Here we go. Questions. Write to Bill Clinton. Oh, nice. 9 out of 10 doctors agree golf is cool. Let's see. It's an attitude thing. Save the trees, eat a beaver. That was my roommate who discovered her sapphic proclivities, as it were, the next semester. So, there you go. For a good time, call 911. Conserve water. Shower with a friend. I love Vivarin. Oh, that's funny. Run, don't walk to US Mail and buy your own pair of Lucky Jeans. Endorsed by the editor. They're very comfy. Yeah, I was into Lucky Jeans back then. The coolest people ever, not in order. Okay, this is going to be funny. 1, Fritz Schneider. 2, Super DJ Dimitri. 3, me. 4, my English teacher in high school. 5, Oscar Wilde. 6, Sasha Mitchell. 7, friend of mine from high school. 8, Dr. Gay. 9, Dr. Gay's sister. 10, Christopher Pike. 11, RuPaul. 12, junior high English teacher. 13, Kate Pearson. 14, Queen Elizabeth I. 15, Weird Al Yankovic. Fuzzy Pumpkin. What does that mean? Stop AIDS now. Well, you know. Oh my God, I published Dr. Gay's phone number on here. Why would I do that? It's not his home number. It was like his, I guess it's a school number because it's not a number I recognize. If you don't understand this page, ask me. Attitudes area. I don't know who Attitude was. Honorable mention. Oh, it was my friends. Next issue will be better, I swear, on Ricky Wilson's grave. Okay, so. There we go. This is my address at school, if anybody wanted more. The only people who bought this, by the way, are, people I was like, you want to buy it? It's only 50 cents. Okay, so here's issue number 2, and I think Once I finish issue two, I'm going to finish for tonight. Okay. Personally, I have a great admiration of stupidity. That was Oscar Wilde who said that. Dedication. This is for those funky chicks in my wing of the A-side of McCord. Despite the shouts at midnight, barging in at all hours, singing all the time, snide cometh, and all the other stuff I have to put up with, I gotta love them. How about a donut run? Yeah, wonder why I gained so much weight in college. Okay. Here we go. This is issue number two. Yes, I realize that it's published at the same time as issue number one, but I realize I had a lot more to say that wouldn't fit in a mere 7 pages. My purpose in my zine is to be cheesy. I can do whatever format I want, and I don't have an editor to report to. Hee hee, mischief, is what I put. If you would like to have your opinion here, send it to me at the address on page 1 and the last page. Make sure it fits into a 7.5 by 4.5 space, and your name is on it. Until then, and I signed it with a name I used in high school, which was stupid. P.S. My birthday is November 20th. I'll be 18. P.P.S. Can anyone explain to me why everyone loves Joey Buttafuoco and Amy Fisher? I'm as guilty as the rest of y'all. But why do we even care? My guess is the name Buttafuoco. Hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee. Which is interesting, because this year, we celebrate the 15th anniversary of that shooting. Question of the month. Okay, it really isn't monthly, but anyway, here's the question. If you could work at McDonald's and wait on any person, who would that person be? Rusty. Some guy she likes. Kermit the Frog. Sasha Mitchell. Okay. Alright. Number 4. Oh god, look at this kiss-assiness. RAs of the month. I originally intended this to be something else, but I just can't go without giving a pat on the head to the A3 side resident assistants. And mm-mm is like our big sister, causing mischief and making light of our inexperience. Whoa. I think it's thundering outside. I better stop soon. Okay. Mm-mm. RA number one, I'll call her. RA number one is like our big sister, causing mischief and making light of our inexperience. She's also very tolerant, i.e., she doesn't mind when we make fun of her boyfriend. Well, maybe she does, but she never gripes about it. She never gets upset when we lock her out of her room. Okay. But yeah, we used to make fun of her boyfriend, who became her fiancé, and who I'm sure now is her husband and father of her children. Okay. Now, RA number two. RA number two is like the older sister at college, i.e., we don't see her very much, but when we do, she's always happy. Last night, she brought in a lady to tell us about AIDS and STDs. She's also my big sib for service fraternity. And I didn't know. She gave me lots of cool stuff. I still have to call her at 5:30 a.m. to repay her. Because I woke up at 5:30 a.m. To us, anyway. Okay. Let's see. This is my reviews. Mercury Marquis. I've had mine since June 93. I love it because I can fit all my friends in it. The trunk is bigger than my dorm, and I named it Beavis. I truly love it. Let's see. Oh my gosh. I wrote a review of Dr. Gay. This is funny. Dr. Gay. Sorry, Dr. Gay, but this is going to be funny. This guy is so cool. He is quite anal retentive, yet spontaneous at the same time. He likes Chinese food. Go up to him and say, Tog, V. Gates. Then ask him about his former biology teacher. Okay. My next review is Choose Your Own Adventure Books. I think everyone read these in junior high. They kick. You can choose your own adventure. Well, sort of, you know. Okay, Wet Socks. Oh, this review was written by Dr. Gay's sister. To make a long story short, they suck. But if you must look at the bright side, Wet Socks can mean the halfway point to Clean Socks. Everyone knows that Clean Socks rule. Oh, the Beavis and Butthead controversy. All right, this is going to be funny. Okay, a kid burned his house in Ohio. A couple of kids killed a cat. Other incidents have occurred. My question is, who are the parents? What parent would let their kid watch a show without supervision? My parents aren't too big on my watching it, and I'm 17. Also, MTV knows the show is going to cause children to burn stuff. So why is it on at 6 p.m. and on the afternoons on Saturday? If I had watched a show at 5 years old, which I couldn't because I couldn't watch MTV, I would not have burned in I would not have burned and killed stuff, but I had a few friends who would have. So conclusion to the parents, feel free to censor what your kids watch to MTV. Show Beavis and Butthead late when kids don't watch. To the lottery guy who is trying to get it taken off the air, lighten up. Concentrate on the parents and MTV and not Mike Judge, creator. Okay. So, okay, just to give you background, there's a guy who won the lottery who was trying to get MTV to take Beavis and Butthead off the air. And there were kids who imitated it. And Mike Judge, you know, he's still around. The Lucky Page. On this page, I would like to recommend The Importance of Being Earnest by Oscar Wilde. Mr. Wilde is the coolest guy ever. He kicks serious booty. The play is about mistaken identity. It kicks. So apparently, it kicks was my thing to say. I don't remember that, but apparently it was. Contest, win a large sum of money. Just answer the following question. What is the wingspan of the South American spotted bumblebee? Rules to enter. You must be from Istanbul. You must be related to Oscar Wilde. You must have the name Buta Fuoco. Must have bad body odor. Must know the words to Dur Dur D'être Bébé. Must be able to recite I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud. Must have Fresh Schneider's phone number. Good luck. Okay, so I was nuts. Go out and buy 100 Years of Solitude by Gabriel Garcia Marquez. Read it over and over until your eyes pop out from overuse. For a good time, call... Oh, that's my phone number. Ask for Mandy. Let's see. Go see the Rocky Horror Picture Show at Franklin Cinema on midnight on Friday and Saturday. If you see Jenny and Christy, tell them hi. Listen to Prairie Home Companion on your local NPR affiliate. Call for times. I think it is usually on Saturday. All right. I'm at an hour. Almost. So I'm almost done anyway. Read Oscar Wilde More Often by Dr. Martens. They're great for jumping around. Join the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Get a cool hat. All right. What do we got here? Lizards, Many Men. Okay. I'm sorry. There's just a bunch of stuff. This is not who you think. Oh, I know who this is. I can't drag you down into my insanity, but I don't mind dragging anyone else in. Confusion rules my mind. Okay. Okay, I have a few things to ask, say, complain about. Oh, it's serious stuff. This is funny. Michael Jackson is not a pedophile. Why can't people leave him alone? He has so many beds because he invites sick children to his house. He likes children because he never had a childhood of his own. Okay, number two. AIDS sucks. Condoms do not prevent it. AIDS can get through condoms that are not of the highest quality. Oh, God, excuse me, I just burped. Even latex condoms can't stop AIDS from spreading. There is not a cure in sight, so be careful. AIDS is not spread through hugging, handshakes, toilet seats, and other methods, such as kissing, etc. It is only spread through contact with semen, blood, vaginal fluid, and open areas. Be careful. Number three. Oh, God, here I go again. Taste is subjective. Just because someone doesn't like your shoes, etc., doesn't mean he, she doesn't like you. Number four. Plagiarism is bad. Number five. Just because a label is on a CD, that doesn't mean it is censored. It's merely advising you of the content. Just because someone keeps you from buying that CD... If someone keeps you from buying that CD because of the label, that is wrong. Okay, the reason why I said that, I know why I said that. Because there was a warning label on this video I wanted, and I was 17 when I wrote this, and I couldn't get it because I was only 17. I wasn't 18 yet. So I was really mad. So, tip of the month. If you and your friends are bored and it is late, go to a playground and or cemetery. Because that's what I did in college. I went to playgrounds and cemeteries late at night. Don't, oh, it's funny. Crap fajitas, crap fajitas. Oh. Okay, fact of the month. Fabio, the model slash singer slash cheeser, shaves his chest. Quote of the issue. We are all lying in the gutter, but some of us are looking at the stars. It's Oscar Wilde. That's not me being stupid. All right. Special thanks and kisses to me, my English teacher from high school, for teaching me about folio lines and margins. Mrs. Cabobble and Fred Schneider. Okay. So, that's it. I'm going to finish now. I will have more, because this is hilarious for me. I know y'all probably don't care, but now you get a little insight into who I was back in the day. Although, Dr. Gay, you already know. So, I'm going to try and cut this off at exactly an hour, okay? Flashy. This is the flashy song. It's almost over. We got a few seconds. And it's going to be right on the edge. Stop!